Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service professionals an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with government-established policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins.
This stands in stark contrast to the current U.S. policy, which is focused mainly on assisting rebels in fighting Islamic State and al-Nusra, and also working on a diplomatic front for a political transition in Syria. There have been indications of unhappiness with this policy before within the State Department, but the concern that the ceasefire, which enacted earlier this year, has largely frayed and is near collapse, and also the concern that the Russian-backed Syrian regime has shown little interest in a political transition and has continued its airstrikes against rebels, seems to have taken this to a new level.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen Friday that he would discuss the memo when he returned to Washington. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggested the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. U.S. has criticized Russia's tactics and operational activities in Syria on a number of occasions and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces inside Syria. This is VOA News. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, the global body that governs track and field competition. The IAAF says Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Travis Tigard is head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Association.
And look, it's not too late for athletes to stand up and do the right thing and hold the sport leaders that caused this harm, their inability to compete internationally for the last several months and now including the Olympic Games, to hold the leaders accountable, ensure that they never do this again.
Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. International Olympic Committee is expected to discuss the IAAF decision on Tuesday. As Russian President Vladimir Putin told an international audience in St. Petersburg that Russia wants to improve its ties with Europe and the United States, the U.S. and EU renewed economic sanctions on Moscow for another year. The sanctions were put in place after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. According to the U.S. Defense Department, Afghan citizens feel less secure now than at any time in the recent past, as civilian casualties rise to their highest level in 7 years. A survey of Afghan citizens indicated 42% believe security is worse now than during the period of Taliban rule from 1996 to 2001. International Organization for Migration says the discovery of 34 dead migrants in the Sahara this week brings the number of known migrant deaths on the African continent to 471 this year. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 120,000 migrants have passed through Niger this year on their way to Europe, yet the only deaths recorded by IOM in Niger are the 34 victims who died after being abandoned by their smuggler this week. The agency says many more people have died from exposure, starvation, or dehydration in the vast Sahara Desert. It says there also is an alarming trend of violent deaths from migrants in North Africa. IOM began its Missing Migrants Project nearly 18 months ago. In that time, it has recorded deaths for 678 migrants traveling in Africa, with 70 of those deaths occurring just in the past 2 weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And on this edition of the program, we'll celebrate the career of one of the most personable and talented pianists, composers, band leaders, and award winners in all of jazz piano, Michelle Camilo from Santo Domingo. From semi-humble beginnings in his hometown of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, pianist and composer Michelle Camilo burst upon the scene after his move to New York City and now is world famous as one of the most popular and accomplished pianists and composers and leaders in the world of jazz all over the world. We'll talk to Michelle Camilo, a wonderful artist that we've enjoyed conversations with from his hometown of Santo Domingo to New York, backstage in Newport, and other places. We'll talk to Michelle and hear all of his wonderful music that he's made in two centuries. Let's begin, though, with the celebration of one of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too early. He is Eric Dolphy, the multi-instrumentalist known for his alto saxophone playing as well as his work on the flute and the bass clarinet. He was born on the 20th of June in 1928, but died at the age of 36 in June of 1964. He left a wonderful musical legacy that puts his name alongside the likes of John Coltrane and Ornette Coleman. He became one of the greats of what became known as free jazz. He took bebop to a new place, and with some of his wonderful compatriots, like the artist you'll hear on this song, Booker Little on trumpet, Jackie Byard on the piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums. Here's one of his compositions, Eric Dolphy with Booker Little from their collaborative effort, Far Cry, from 1960. Free jazz from Eric Dolphy on Jazz America.
wash away your fear. Hey, dear, let me hear. You'll see, you like me, I'll show you. What will be, just let me know you. Want to know you and me, could be so hot. We got a lot, tell me now or not.
The Grammy Award-winning work of the great vocal group Manhattan Transfer from their album Bodies and Souls. That's the song Why Not, here on VOA's Jazz America. Who do you think wrote that song? Well, our special guest on this edition of the program, Michele Camilo. And he won the Grammy Award with Manhattan Transfer for his composition. And one of the reasons why he was able to do that work was because he moved from his home in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic to New York City, and then his star rose in the sky in a major way. Well, what prompted that move to New York City? Guess who discovered him in his hometown? None other than our own Willis Conover of the Voice of America. Here's the story from Michele Camilo himself about how that happened, and then we'll hear more of his wonderful music here on VOA's Jazz America.
Okay, Michele, tell us a story about how you finally made the move to New York.
I got invited to several receptions at the American Embassy. The Harvard Jazz Band came into town on tour. They played, and afterwards, they had a reception at the American Embassy that ended up being a jam session. And of course, all the Dominicans wanted me to sit in with them. So I went in there and sat in, and all of a sudden the conductor of the band comes over to me and says, "Who are you?" He said, "What are you doing here?" Again, you know, he's like, "Once more." And then there was another radio personality. You remember this name, Willis Conover?
Oh, yes, the famous Voice of America presenter.
And he had a jazz show. And everybody, he's like a jazz personality internationally, especially in Europe. But we used to hear him here also. And he was there at the American Embassy. And he also liked my playing. And he started saying, "Tape something for me. I will broadcast it." Mm. And all of a sudden I said, "Well, isn't too much of a coincidence. Maybe I still think about going to New York." So I went to New York and visited Gordon, my friend Gordon. He really took me around. And I fell in love with the town. Mm. And I fell in love with the ambience of the jazz clubs. Musicians, it's like a brotherhood, you know?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they would let me sit in, and I would, like, turn some heads around.
Oh, yeah. Because you came with a certain kind of spice, I suppose, that no one else really has, because no one has the experiences that you have. I mean, there's just no way.
It's exactly that. I went in there, and some heads were turning around, and they said, "Who are you? How do you play this piano like that?" You know, and that kind of thing. And they really were supportive. Everybody was like really like, yeah, you know, go for it. When are you coming? You know, you should move here. And my friend used to send me letters, and I said, "Well, I don't have the money. It's very expensive. It's too tricky. You know, we have to deal with the paperwork for immigration and all that." Mm-hmm. So it took a while to get there. But finally, I made the move. I took the plunge. And ever since, I don't regret it a bit. I tell you, it's been just way up, sky high.
with the help of famous percussionist Sammy Figueroa. That's a song entitled "And Sammy Walked In." The story is that Michelle and the rest of the band were having just a little problem finishing this song, and Sammy Figueroa walked in to play his congas and his percussion instruments, and magic happened. From the album On Fire, Michelle Camilo. Now, let's enjoy some music from the Swiss Jazz Orchestra with special guests Mike Manieri and Peter Erskine. From the live album Pools, live at Jazz Festival Bern, here is the Mike Manieri composition Flying Colors on Jazz America from VOA 1. There's another great example of modern big band jazz. I'm going to have to do another special on that sometime in the future because there's so much great stuff going on out there in the modern big band side of things. That's the Swiss National Jazz Orchestra with Mike Manieri on the vibes, Peter Erskine joining them as a special guest on the drums with Mike Manieri's great composition, Flying Colors. Hope you enjoyed that. More coming up in our celebration of Michelle Camilo, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from John Touré, and he writes, I'm from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Hi, Russ. Thank you very much for your programs. I've come to like jazz music through these programs. I especially like when you narrate useful information about great composers past and present. For me, I've developed the love for trumpets and piano music. I will be grateful if you play me any masterpiece on these instruments. Well, thank you, John Touré of Freetown, Sierra Leone, and it would be my pleasure to play for you a masterpiece of piano and trumpet music. And the first thing that came to mind to me was Miles Davis from the brilliant album Kind of Blue from 1959, one of the greatest years in all of jazz history, and certainly one of the greatest albums in all of jazz history. He had two fantastic pianists on these sessions joining him, the legendary Bill Evans and his longtime friend and associate too, Wynton Kelly. Wynton Kelly played piano on this one. Here's the classic Freddie Freeloader from Kind of Blue. Miles Davis and Wynton Kelly, just for you. John Touré from Freetown, Sierra Leone, listening to VOA's Jazz America.
around a lot when I was a kid, 'cause my daddy was the traveling type. The last thing in the world that he'd like to do was to watch that box and smoke a pipe. Yep, we lived all over the city and the country, and that's the reason why I got itchy feet and I want to kiss this town goodbye. Only thing I'll miss, yeah, after I'm gone, is this very special woman I know. She got a lot of ways to get me to stay, even though I really want to go. Hey, she wild, that doxy, fine and foxy. But that's the reason why I'm kicking around and I want to kiss this town goodbye. So
on the saxophone and leading his quartet, Branford Marsalis. On the vocals, Kurt Elling. And a collaboration between these two they've been planning on doing for a long time. They've been running in each other on the road from time to time and saying, let's do a project. Well, that project is just out. It's called Upward Spiral. Branford Marsalis Quartet with special guest Kurt Elling. And that was a vocal version of the Sonny Rollins classic, Doxy. Hope you enjoyed that. You'll be hearing more from that sometime in the future here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, and my special guest on this edition of the program is the sensational pianist, composer, and band leader and award winner, originally from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, but now he's a citizen of the world and one of the most popular pianists in jazz worldwide, Michel Camilo. Some years ago, I was invited to come down to his hometown of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic for a performance by Michel Camilo and others at a jazz festival that he was curating in Santo Domingo. It was a wonderful performance inside a grand concert hall, the first time jazz had ever been performed inside this hall. And the reason being, Michelle Camilo is a national hero in Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. And when he played the song you're about to hear, titled Caribe, the crowd absolutely went crazy. It was as if when they rose up, they were cheering for the national anthem. You'll hear that song after we get some thoughts about his hometown, Santo Domingo, from Michelle Camilo, here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, in the perfect setting to speak with Michelle Camilo here in the beautiful National Theater in Santo Domingo, his home, Dominican Republic, it's great to share a few moments with you after a glorious experience hearing you play here in your home. Michelle Camilo, thanks for taking a few moments in this rare moment to talk with us again.
Well, thank you, Russ, for being here with us and sharing this great moment, you know.
It is a great moment. And you know, this is the thing I want to ask you. If you can put into words what it feels like to not only be well-received by an audience, but be obviously showered with more than just appreciation, but with really some love. And what I'm getting at here is it's not easy to be a prophet in your own land. And I would think that maybe there could have been somewhere down the line some thoughts that, well, I'm going away to New York to live and to come back again these last few years and doing the Heineken Jazz Festival and still be so well received. It must be overwhelming.
It is. It is. It's like a dream coming true, really. Because for me, when I used to live here and looking up, looking to New York and saying, wow, my God, I wish I was there and I wish I could make it up there. And I always loved jazz and I always loved the music and at that time it was just like a fantasy almost, and finally took the challenge actually, and then went there, and a lot of people down here said, well, good luck. And of course I always started trying to nurture the jazz audience here and really making a big crowd, a solid crowd that would love the music, and so that I could come back and really bring back whatever I accomplished. And that started happening, and it's been great to be here and to be able to share it with all my people, and also to get back all that love that you talk about, which is really true. And definitely, you know, it's very hard. It's been a very sacrificing, you know, a lot of hard work. But I feel very happy, and I feel, you know, proud that I took the chance and took the challenge to really pursue my dream.
From the album One More Once, Caribe, Michelle Camilo. Now let's enjoy the flute of Hubert Laws on Jazz America from VOA 1. Don't You Forget It from the album The Laws of Jazz from 1965. Hubert Laws on flute, on piano, Chick Corea. More with Michelle Camilo next hour.